Hi, this is a dictation for my Mr. Muhammad Wasim, MUHAMMADWASEEM, Muhammad Wasim, date of service is 6/20/2025. This is a new patient visit. Date of birth is 2/10/1989. Date of accident will be 6/19/2025, yesterday. History of chief complaints, pain in the moderate severe pain in the left shoulder, both legs and both knees. This pain started with the alleged accident that occurred on 6/19/2025 as follows. The patient reports that on 6/19/2025, he was a restaurant driver around 12 midnight. He was driving an Outlander and he was hit by a sedan car at 70 miles an hour. He was traveling at 55 miles an hour. He was traveling on M10 southbound near Jefferson when he was taking a left. He was on the left lane at 55 miles an hour. Another car came at 70 miles an hour and hit his passenger side, front and back, and then their car spinned, tilted, hit a wall, and came down. The other driver fled from the scene and ran away. It was a hit-and-run accident, basically. He was with the gentleman, Muhammad Wasim, was wearing a seatbelt. Airbag did not deploy. There was momentary loss of consciousness. It was a hit-and-run accident. The police came to the scene, ambulance came to the scene. Regarding the damage to the car, the damage is to the passenger side, fender, door, but it is not total. Regarding the injuries, patient reports that his lips suddenly became dry. He was shaking in fear. He called 911. Michigan State Police came. He immediately started feeling slight back pain. Head injury, none. Neck injury, none. No whiplash. He did not bang his head into any hard stuff. Left shoulder banged into the left door. He reported that he possibly passed out for 10 to 15 minutes. There was no bleeding, laceration, fractures. He reported that due to the being in panic, he couldn't breathe for a minute. He went to the emergency room by 911. Later when it started hurting a lot, into the Corville Hospital, where x-rays were done. 9th rib has a hairline fracture. He was provided a Toradol injection and he spent 4 to 5 hours, but he was not admitted. Regarding the history of presenting illness, patient reports that he is suffering from the following symptoms. First, headache. They are 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, according to him, affecting the right and the left temple, off and on. And he has pain which are severe and sensitive to light, sensitive to the noise. They're not affected by any nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. Patient report that he has got some buzzing in the ear, ringing, but no other symptoms are reported except spots in the vision. Additionally, patient has moderate anxiety, weakness and lightheadedness, denies any numbness, tingling. He denies any lethargy, denies any problem in walking, fatigue, no issues with the incontinence, bowel or urine. There is no sleep disturbance, no subtle anesthesia, no panic, depression, nightmares. Regarding the pain issues, patient has a moderate pain in the left shoulder, which is around 7. Left leg and right leg pain in the front thigh is 7, which is off and on. Patient reports some pain in the knees, which is also 7. They are described to be present continuously as shooting, stabbing, sickening, burning, feeling weak. Overall pain is between 8 to 9. ADLs are affected 9. Modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by sitting, by standing, and improved by lying down. Only x-rays have been done on this patient in the emergency room at Corbel Hospital on the day of accident. Patient reports muscle weakness of both legs due to the pain in the front, but there is no bladder bowel incontinence. He do not have any weakness or any numbness tingling of the upper extremities. So far he has had no treatment, only one physical therapy he has done, one session since yesterday. Please review the records for the system review, surgical history, medications, family history, relationship status, employment status, legal history, personal history. And the ADLs. Physical examination. 36-year-old Pakistani male of a average build, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. Is sitting comfortably, and is not in any acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. Patient does not appear to be anxious or lethargic. The patient has had a good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. The patient is able to walk reasonably well without any limping, mobile, independent, without using any adaptive devices. Blood pressure is 123/86, pulse 78, pulse ox is 100, temperature 98.1. Rest of the exam is from the templates, including neurological examination, completely normal. Musculature examination is normal except in the area of the quadratus lumborum muscle, which is slightly in spasm. Paravertebral muscles not in spasm. Trapezius muscle not in spasm. No trigger points are noticed. Musculoskeletal examination is completely normal. Please use the template, including the range of motions are completely normal. No tenderness or any positive finding. SI joint is completely normal. Extremities examinations, except for the left shoulder and both knees, rest of the extremities are completely normal with no deficit, no motor deficit. And the examination for the left shoulder is described as follows. Inspection reveals a normally appearing shoulder with no contusion, lacerations, or any issues. On palpation, there are no swelling or any contusion, tenderness, trigger points. The patient has a normal passive movements and no crepitus or grinding noises are heard. On active motion, patients can do up to 120 degrees of abduction and forward flexion without any issues. After that, he has reported some pain in the rotator cuff region beyond 120 degrees. The Hawken-Kennedy test was positive. The speed test, near test are positive. Anterior-posterior apprehension test is positive. The hand and wrist examination, rest of the upper extremities are completely normal. No positive sign for TNL and silent sign. They're not positive. Grips are normal and reflexes are normal. And motor power is normal. And in the knee examination, bilateral knees, on inspection, there is no scarring, erythema, or effusion. On palpation, there is a minimal tenderness in the bilateral collateral ligaments as well as peripetal. Swelling is not present. They don't feel warm or cold, no crepitus, grinding, or popping noise. Range of motions are normal. Flexion from full extension is 135. Motor power is normal. Valgus varus are normally not present. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer is not present. McMurray Steinman is not present. In the left knee, there is more tenderness than the right, and there is a positive patellar apprehension in the in the left knee. But both knees are tender, especially in the in the collateral ligament area. But there is no fracture of the patella or fracture of the knee. There is no pedal edema distally. Reflexes are normal. Circulation is intact. No other positive findings. In the left chest, there is slight tenderness, but there is no positive finding of any trauma. The breathing is completely normal, no crepitations. Diagnosis, please review the diagnosis page for Wasim Muhammad. Plan of care comes from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. The patient is ordered a physical therapy 3 times a week, focusing on the left shoulder and both knees only. The patient is provided a disability for work for a month, housework replacement, and transportation only. Initially, attended care and case management was ordered, but it was not correct. We withdraw the attended care and a case management. The patient had filled an affidavit of attended care wrongly. I did not agree with it, and I have withdrawn it. The patient was upset. Patient wanted to leave. He was looking for pain medications and a longer attended care hour, like more than 18 hours. But the injury and the physical finding do not satisfy. Initially, 4 hours of attended care was marked for the getting the MRI reports, but patient did not do the MRIs in the next visit. The medications are provided. Mobic is 15 milligram a day for anti-inflammatory. Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation. SFX 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection. Tylenol with codeine number 4 is provided for pain relief. Aleve 50 milligram at night is provided for GAD disorder, sleep, and anxiety. Lyrica is provided 50 milligram at night for sleep. For pains. Lunesta 1 milligram at night for sleep. Mardigesic is provided for pain relief. Lidoprim ointment is provided for topical pain relief for the knee and the elbow. Drug screens are ordered, and maps have been reviewed, labs have been reviewed and ordered. Patient will be seen in 15 days' time. Thank you.